We're back. Forget that low-tech live view of the British Houses of Parliament. You're watching the all-new and improved Double Standards with me, Afshin Ratansi, broadcasting in high definition in front of 12 television sets. Anyway, get ready for a roller coaster ride of news. Double Standards is back here on Press TV. Coming up in the show, hot off the plane from his rave holiday on the Spanish island of Ibiza, we speak to British Prime Minister David Cameron, and his counterpart in the United States tells us how he can become the president that voters really wanted. And Leicester Square goes to Turkey before he walks around London to get the views of the people of Britain. Well, obviously, the Turkish Revolution is top of the international news agenda. Double Standards has gained exclusive access to video footage of the inauguration speech of Turkey's new interior minister. He's just been appointed by Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan.
It is an honor to have been appointed interior minister for the Salafi Kingdom of Turkey. We have already enforced our laws on men, women and children over the border in Syria, so it will be easy to deal with the students of Turkey. You can be sure we will use better means than tear gas and water cannon.
The Bradley Manning WikiLeaks trial in the US is of paramount importance to everyone in the world seeking truth. So let's go to some of the US mainstream media, which has been covering the trial of the greatest American whistleblower in history.
There was one reason, and one reason only. Prince Harry. The 28-year-old prince touched down in Washington today to kick off a six-day tour of America.
That wasn't it. CBS News.
Justin Bieber's pet monkey has found a new home. The Capuchin named Molly was seized by German customs officials in March after the 19-year-old pop star failed to provide proper documentation for the animal after arriving in Munich for a concert.
What? Sorry about that. Actually, here's how the mainstream media is covering the Bradley Manning trial in Maryland. Back in Europe, the IMF has been busier than usual recently. Look what's happening to its managing director.
We go to France, where police searched the Paris home of Christine Lagarde, the head of the International Monetary Fund. Police conducted the raid as part of an investigation into her role in settling a business dispute between a French bank and a businessman when she was the finance minister for the country of France.
I meant they're busier because of Greece and their imposed austerity plans. Here is one of the IMF team's top economists arriving at Athens Airport.
Please remove any metallic items you're carrying, keys, loose change.
Holy.
In London, the British Queen has been celebrating the 60th anniversary of her contracting the corona bug. She inherited it from her father, King George V, in 1953. Actually, I'm hearing we use the wrong clip there. It's actually this, the 60th anniversary of her coronation. Nothing to do with the deadly coronavirus at all. To our next guest now, the British Prime Minister, David Cameron, who has just arrived in London from the rave capital of Europe, Ibiza, known for its copious supplies of the amphetamine-class drug, ecstasy. Prime Minister, we've all heard about the recent barbaric attack on a British soldier in a London street. How do you characterise your troops kidnapping the alleged murderer from Somalia?
Was a turning point in helping the Somali people to reclaim their country.
But he wasn't a Somali, he was British, and why would his alleged actions help Somalia anyway? Britain helped to destabilize Somalia like it's now destabilizing Syria. In the past year, things have considerably worsened there.
The last 12 months have exceeded all expectations.
Well, what are your plans for South London and the rest of Britain then?
Bloodshed and some of the worst poverty on earth.
If that's what you want, what's your worst nightmare scenario for Britain?
A more stable and more prosperous country. A proper, legitimate federal government and a new parliament chosen by representatives from all regions.
You've been accused of coddling the upper classes of Britain with your government taking from the poor to give to the rich. How do you think money should flow in British society?
from the bottom up.
What do you think of efforts to close corporate loopholes such as used by Google and Starbucks?
Tragic and despicable. It reminds us how much work we still have to do.
So what is the hallmark of your government?
Reign of terror forever.
And these big multinationals donate money to the Conservative Party?
Vital finance, it needs to deal with its debts.
While the rest of the country suffers your austerity. What do you say to the people who are big bankers with their ever-increasing bonuses?
People are seizing the opportunity to forge a new future, and we will support them every step of the way.
Thank you, Prime Minister, for coming on Double Standards. Now let's go to President Obama, who's looking to go back to the future past or the backwards present in the future. What? Anyway, take a look at this, courtesy of Mark Fiore.
Good evening, America. As you know, technology has changed the way we fight our wars and conduct counterterrorism operations. Tonight, I introduce to you another technological advance, the Reobomulator. With the touch of a button, the Reobomulator transports me back to the idealistic constitutional scholar we all know and love. With this groundbreaking technology, lives will be saved, and I will be me. For we are not a nation of drone strikes that kill civilians and U.S. citizens. That is not America. That is not me. I urge you to contact your members of Congress to demand that they restrain me before I kill again. And our shame of Guantanamo, a shadow system of justice, indefinite detention, secret charges, and our military force-feeding prisoners who have been cleared of any charges? Is this who we are? This is not me. We must demand that the military's commander-in-chief put a stop to this stain on our nation's soul, as I have been urging for 5 long years. Now on our own shores, we have hounded the very journalists who helped preserve our democracy. As James Madison surely must have said, there will come a great president who will establish a review board to weigh civil liberty concerns. I believe I am that president. And thanks to advances like the Reobomulator, hands will be wrung, conscience will be felt, and souls will be searched. I can be the new old Obama you know and love. Together as a nation, we can make me the president you thought I was. Thank you. Now watch this drone.
It's time for the return of Leicester Square. And I understand he's with British forces in, well, you tell us, Leicester.
Yes, Ashley, I'm so glad to be back on Double Standards. I'm here with British forces on the Syria-Turkey border, and it looks like the sarin or mustard or whatever gas canisters are all being loaded. Remember, don't put your mustard on this sandwich. I mean, this mustard on your sandwich, otherwise the United Nations will get angry. Wait a minute, look over there. Why are the British firing over the border in Turkey? I'm going to go cross that frontier. I've got a lemon, so no problem from tear and sarin gas for me. All the protesters are bringing them, though Erdogan is exporting nearly half the 800,000 annual lemon crop abroad. Repatriate lemons.
What was Leicester on about? Join him in a few minutes when he talks to the people of Britain about the burning issues of the day. It's time now to go through some of the cartoons with the comedian David Mulholland. Welcome back.
It's good to be back, Afshin. How are you?
I'm okay. You want the lemon?
Oh, you got a lemon. Those are good for lemonade.
Exactly. Or you use the... Anyway, let's go through the
cartoons. Let's go into the cartoons. Here you have Hamas and Fatah fighting in Gaza with an Israeli soldier over it going, who do you think will win the fight? And Uncle Sam saying, you and me, of course. Ha, ha, ha. And what's happening right now is that Fatah and Hamas are not getting along. They're not agreeing. They keep signing agreements and saying they're going to agree, and then they, of course, never do. And Hamas has been appointing people that basically getting rid of, in many cases, very competent people that were Fatah people with people who are sort of incompetent by Hamas.
Corrupt. Fatah's corrupt. Everyone knows
But that's the other side of it. They also are being nepotism.
Hamas are now funded by the United States, of course, via Egypt, because they're funding the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt through aid money. So it's ending up in Gaza.
Well, look, what most of the money for the Palestinian Authority is coming from overseas.
A road to Damascus moment for your president.
Of which the United States is one of them.
Road to Damascus moment for President Obama giving money to Hamas. Five churches to be closed down in Gaza. They're hurting the Christians.
Well, they're doing the thing where they're, saying that, Hamas is saying that they're instituting or forcing this law through that basically separates girls and boys in schools. But here, on to the next cartoon. Here you go. There's a lemon. Here you have the Republicans, signified by the elephants here, all asleep with his voter going, climate change, joblessness, gun violence, income inequality, student loan debt, veteran suicides, ignoring them's a scandal. And saying scandal, all the Republicans wake up and say, did someone say scandal? Because what's basically going on is the Republicans in U.S., they're doing nothing but opposing anything. All they're interested is investigating Obama over
the IRS scandal. What about the IRS scandal?
Well, yeah, they were investigating the Tea Party because the Tea Party says, it's wrong to pay taxes. We're not going to pay any taxes. And the IRS investigated. They're going, well, you say you don't pay taxes. Let's check.
For our viewers,
what do you mean? Why are you looking at us?
Well, for our viewers around the world, they're going to look at this and think that's probably St. Peter's in Rome and it's a bunch of elephants. I was in Rome recently. This is obviously elephants and Rome and nothing to do. At no point does it say America.
No, it's the U.S. Capitol. Those are Republicans.
This is the kind of imperialism of you Americans. You think it's always about America. This is, of course, about the
Wildlife
Fund.
Is an American cartoonist.
Well, I'm not sure about that at all. But President Obama certainly has plenty of scandals that the Republicans aren't looking at. Although Fox News covering the drones.
Here's the thing. But okay, let's go on to the next.
17th century England.
Here you have Sir Isaac Newton, the man who discovered or described gravity, and saying, seeing an apple falling and saying, it's attracted to the ground. In Ireland, the Cayman Islands, Luxembourg, because the apple is in fact the symbol of apple. Corporate profits flying off along with GE and Cisco and Google with the U.S. tax code. And what's happened in the U.S. is that large companies are essentially are not paying taxes.
Just
in the
U.S.
No, it's happening in the U.K.
It's happening here.
It's happening across Europe, actually. In the U.K., it's every bit as bad. But in fact, Google hasn't paid their taxes in the U.K. They haven't paid their taxes in the U.S. They haven't paid them in France.
Why should
they haven't paid them in Ireland.
Wait a minute. They're not evading taxes. They're avoiding taxes. That's not a weird thing to do.
What they're doing is legal, but it's immoral. And this is increasingly, I think, the case in many industrialized countries, is that things that are immoral, that should be illegal, are in fact legal.
Surely the real point here is they are lobbying the government to reduce taxes on them to allow them to be able to avoid the harsher taxes. That's the problem. The lobbying, not the fact they're doing that. I think that's a sensible thing to avoid taxes. Obviously, I do pay the taxes you're supposed
to. Yeah, I would hope so. Okay, here's on to the next one. And this is, here you have Chinese pirates, a security alert. And this computer security guy going, Chinese pirates!
Somalia from China.
No, I mean, what this is all about is that a couple weeks ago, the U.S. found that a whole bunch of top secret data on weapon
systems. Top secret U.S. things?
Yeah.
They're out in WikiLeaks anyway.
On weapon systems.
The diagrams.
Was in fact hacked by Chinese hackers. And the U.S. has talked with China over this, and the Chinese representatives have said, well, they haven't denied it. They haven't denied that they've hacked this stuff and stolen the secret, top secret information. Essentially what they've said is, well, that's what you get if you keep it online. Of course we're going to hack it.
Why don't they keep them in virtual private networks?
Well, that's essentially what the Chinese are saying. Is like, don't you know anything about security?
But viewers
at home,
if
you've got something top secret, don't have it internet accessible.
But viewers at home, if they're visiting Dubai or Hong Kong, they can buy any of the stealth bomber plans, any kind of plan to U.S. Military equipment.
I think it might be a little more difficult than that.
They're building fake ones now, like watches. You can buy them at markets.
You can buy Rolexes all over the place.
That's what I was hearing. This is a very sad cartoon you've chosen, David.
Well, this is 50 years of the African Union.
Yay! What a successful union.
Well, you know, that the African Union, they've gotten a lot of bad press, and a lot of people have ridiculed them. But the African Union actually has done a pretty good job in the last 20 years.
What? The most resource-rich continent on Earth, and they can't even feed their people. It's the most stupid continent ever, I would think.
Look, it's got a wild... Oh. Africa's got a wildly expanding population. They've reached more than 1 billion right now.
So being Malthusian, the United States, the IMF are in there.
60% are under 35. 60 or 65% are under 35. But, I mean, what the African Union has done is...
Is taken bribes from the World Bank and the IMF to kill off their populations.
No, that's just your friends in Africa. That isn't the African Union. No, but they have been effective in...
There's no corruption amongst members of the African Union, the heads of the African Union. And who's bribing them all the money? Washington. Washington's giving them all the money to kill their own people.
Let's give credit where it's due. They have helped out.
Credit. That's what they do. Take credit all the time and then have to pay massive loans back.
Okay, you explain this cartoon, Afshin.
I'd focus more on these things at the bottom here, the skulls, the rubble, the destruction, all usually because of America. Anyway, David, thank you. Leicester Square, we're supposed to be talking to the people of Britain now, but he's still at a spa at the Damascus Sheraton. Sorry, David, before you go, do you know anyone who could do this? People of Britain?
Well, I've got a cousin
who's
in London.
What's his name?
Who's a reporter. Well, Bubba.
Well, if you can
Bubba
get him.
Bubba Blunderbush.
Bubba Blunderbush. Take this lemon, see if you can go get him. Off,
right.
Quickly get him, we need him, people of Britain. In the meantime, as polls show Britain divided over whether to leave the European Union completely, here is some more news from good old Britain, courtesy of NMATV Limited.
David Cameron goes tripping in Ibiza while Big Brother takes the wheel in the UK. David Cameron has infuriated Tory traditionalists by pushing ahead with his gay marriage bill while putting off a referendum on EU membership until 2017. Meanwhile, Kenya warned the UK about Michael at Bellagio in 2010, but the UK repatriated him anyway. He went on to murder a British soldier last week. Now the ultra-conservative UK Independence Party are rioting, claiming Cameron and the Tories are soft on security, but Cameron says Ofcom will handle it. Now the ultra-conservative UK Independence Party are rioting, claiming Cameron and the Tories are soft on security, but Cameron says Ofcom will handle it.
Ofcom? Ah, the government censorship agency that doesn't like this show. Well, I'm hearing that Leicester Square isn't going to join us for People of Britain, so it's over to David Mulholland's cousin, Bubba Blunderbush.
Hi, Afshin. Hi in the studio there. This is David Mulholland's cousin, Bubba Blunderbush from Louisiana, and I'm excited about coming out here and asking some of the people of Britain some of their views. And if you're just wondering, this hat is MBDA, and that stands for Mothers, Brothers, Daddies, and Aunties. We don't care about the uncles. Excuse me, maybe there's something you could explain for me. Do you understand why yesterday was the Queen's 60th coronation ceremony, but last year was her 50th year jubilee?
Left, right, left. Sorry.
But wrong person to ask, you know.
Here's another question. There's been a lot of things in the news recently about Turkey, about demonstrations all across Turkey. Is that going to change your plans for what you're going to eat for Christmas, like maybe go with goose?
No.
No?
No.
Do you think it's fair to eat turkey to the people of Turkey?
Huh?
Excuse me, maybe you can answer a question for me. We just had the coronation of the Queen, her 60th anniversary of getting coronated.
Yeah.
But how come last year was the 50th jubilee?
I have no idea. Come.
Because I don't understand that.
I haven't got a clue either.
There's been a lot of unrest in Turkey in the news recently.
Yes.
Is that going to change your plans for what you're going to eat for Christmas dinner? Like maybe go with goose?
Well, to be honest, no. I think that doesn't impact my plans for Christmas. But of course, Turkey, we all see it in the news. I'm also still a student, so I see what these guys doing there. And definitely... I'm concerned about the situation, to be honest.
I was wondering why yesterday was the Queen's coronation, 60th year of being coronated.
Oh.
But how come last year was the 50th jubilee? How come it was 60 years yesterday, but last summer was 50 years?
I ain't got a clue. I don't care about the Queen. She don't do anything for me, so I don't pay any attention.
Okay, you think
I don't
it's
understand
fair,
the question.
You think it's fair to the people of Turkey to eat turkey?
Okay, turkey was anyway not on my Christmas dinner, definitely. We have carbs in the Czech Republic. That's our traditional
so
Christmas
So you're just going to go with carbs?
We go with
the whole
carb,
question
yes.
aside. It's gotten colder in the last few hours. Does that mean the whole world is getting colder?
Possibly. Climatic change might just be a hoax.
Friends of the questions.
Well, we just had the Queen's coronation, 60 years that yes. since she was coronated. But last year was the Golden Jubilee, which was 50 years. How did 10 years happen in 1 year?
Yeah.
Should have no idea.
No.
It's fantastic.
I'd love to answer that question, but I...
Yeah. We're genuinely unaware.
I don't know. I don't think you can take this sort of thing too literally. She's got like two birthdays and everything, so you don't trust her too much. You know, she's a crafty one.
So you're saying that maybe she just can't count very well?
Oh,
well,
perhaps, yeah.
Yeah.
She's literally got two birthdays.
She can pretty much do whatever she wants.
Can you answer some questions?
I don't speak English. I'm sorry.
You don't speak English?
No, I don't speak English.
I understood that.
Good day.
We just had this week the 60th anniversary of the Queen getting coronated.
Yes.
But last year was the Golden Jubilee, which was 50 years.
Yes.
How did 10 years go by in 1 year?
That is a very good question, which I cannot answer. Maybe it's like a time warp or something.
You think it's just time speeds up for the Queen?
Yes, possibly.
It's gotten colder in the last few hours. Does
right.
that mean the whole world is getting colder?
I don't think so.
You don't think it is?
I don't think so, no.
You think it's getting warmer?
Possibly. I don't think what happens here necessarily means has any impact on or relation to what's going on the rest of the planet.
Can you explain to me why the Queen had her 60th coronation celebration yesterday, but last year she had her 50th jubilee?
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand why that is?
I think they're very weak in maths, I guess. 50 to 60.
But how did that happen in 1 year?
I don't know. I think I'm pretty weak in maths or the Queen is.
There's a lot of unrest right now, riots in Turkey.
Mm. Yes.
Now, do you think that is going to change your plans for what you're going to eat for Christmas dinner?
We were going to have goose, so
yeah.
We're all right.
Is that going to change your plans for what you're going to eat for Christmas dinner?
Possibly not.
You like maybe go with goose or something? You think it's fair to the people of Turkey to still eat turkey?
No, not at all. In sympathy, I think we should not have turkey for Christmas Day.
Oh, wait a minute. Aren't you Leicester Square?
I'm Leicester Square, so?
Well, you made it back. Well, that's great. Can I ask you some questions?
I have no time for this. I don't have any time for what you're doing, and I don't speak English.
But, no, do you think it's fair for the Turkish people to still eat turkey?
Don't.
Is that going to change your plans for what you're going to eat for Christmas dinner?
It's a totally irrelevant question with what's happening in Turkey.
Do you think it's fair to eat turkey to the people of Turkey? Is that going to change?
It's one of these things that's on YouTube where it's like you're asking me general knowledge questions and I'm really stupid because I didn't get any of them.
No, it's not. Yeah. There's been a lot of unrest in Turkey. It's been all over the news.
Yeah.
Is that going to change your plans for what you're going to eat for Christmas dinner?
No.
Like maybe go with goose?
No, that's quite possibly the stupidest question I've ever been asked in my life.
You really think it's fair to eat turkey to the people of Turkey?
You're an idiot, mate.
Excuse me, we just had the 60th anniversary of the Queen's coronation, but last year was the Golden Jubilee, which was 50 years.
Yeah.
How come 10 years happened in 1 year?
Is that some sort of mathematical thing? I don't know. I'm confused. Yeah, we are confused. You're good at this sort of stuff.
No, it's the Diamond Jubilee last year.
Right, well, isn't that 50 years?
No, 60.
Well, then how come this week was 60 years from being...
Oh, so this is the coronation, and last year was the Jubilee.
But she celebrates her birthday differently.
The Jubilee was when she became Queen, which was when her father died, and the coronation is when she was crowned.
So she spent a year as the Queen without a crown?
Yeah, that's what happened.
Ah, okay, I didn't know that.
You're about the 30th person I've asked, and no one has known that. Well, that's all from me, Bubba Blunderbush, Big David's cousin from Louisiana, and I'll be here next week if that pesky Leicester Square doesn't show up back from Turkey or Syria or wherever he is. And we're going to hand you back now to the studio with Afshin Ratansi. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Bubba. See you next week, or Lester, or whoever it is. You can email us at comment@doublestandardstv.com. See you next week.